So this is the ERCOT update, and I think it is an update on ERCOT and Texas PUC market design. What are the changes in store for ERCOT's electricity markets? Will they be meaningful or just for show? And we have Beth Garza from our Street Institute. She is a senior fellow with the Energy and Environmental Policy team of the R Street Institute, a nonprofit, nonpartisan public policy research organization engaged in policy research and outreach to promote free markets and limited effective government. Prior to this, she served as director of the ERCOT Independent Market Monitor from 2014 through 2019, after serving as the deputy director since 2008. I met her sometime in the deputy director years and worked for her. In this role, she was responsible for market monitoring of market participant activity, evaluating wholesale market operations, and recommending improvements to the wholesale market designs. She is the perfect person to talk to us about the design considerations that are under consideration now, maybe some institutional knowledge and background of how we got here. And I'm really happy to introduce Beth.
Thanks, Caitlin. Thanks for having me here this afternoon. So let me start with one. I noticed the slides from the prior session. I will not use the words hypothetical. I will not use, there was another word in there that I would never use that I can't even remember, so I won't use it. Happy to talk to a room full of lawyers. I am not one, and so that will break things up for you, definitely. I'm going to talk about ERCOT and ERCOT market design. That's all the rage right now, so let me, by a show of hands, how many of you are just familiar that ERCOT has an electricity market and it kind of works and is a big deal? Raise your hand. Okay, very good. Raise your hand if you submitted some comments in any of the market design dockets. Raise your hand. Okay, fair enough. Good. I can talk about this stuff forever, as Caitlin knows. We were talking about it in the back of the room already. I have 30 minutes. I am happy to talk as long as anybody wants to, and we'll hang around later if you want. So I'm going to cover just sort of where we are, and you know, we've got these couple of objectives that I think that continue to get conflated as we talk about ERCOT market design, and those are, by God, we suffered this catastrophe with Uri 2 years ago. What do we need to do about that? Versus, you know what? The world is changing in terms of more variable generation supply, more active demand response. How do we keep those things in balance effectively? And those are two different, from my perspective, those are two different problems to solve, and we continue to kind of conflate those problems, again, in my perspective. Lots of different discussions lots of different proposals have been put forth, and the discussions are ongoing. These are the three dockets that at various times take more or less importance in terms of where stuff is. Going back to 21, in December of 2021, the commission's sort of big thing at that point is they came out with a blueprint. Here's what we're doing for ERCOT market design, and that was part of the reaction and response to the catastrophe earlier that year. That blueprint included two phases, phase one and two. Phase one basically was everything in a list that ERCOT was already working on, because that's how you look like you're doing stuff. You just write down the things that you're already working on and say, here's our plan. So that was what phase one was. Phase two is really kind of the bigger, broader, do we need to make bigger adjustments to the market? And that all started in docket 52373, and I've put links to all this stuff. So fast forward, there have been a variety of proposals that have been put through let me start with the phase one. I'll get to the proposals in a minute. So what have we seen? What have we done? in the immediate aftermath to the storm, we changed the operating reserve demand curve, which is a key component that helps set real-time pricing.